Is my distance from the mic proper? With olive green all around, professors and skate punks rock SD Paul's ball of sound, and there's an anarchist bookstore. There's more than you look for. Core of local folks wait for late lift. There's often a great drift to the shop for the Wednesday night 5 to 8 shift, cause the clerk at work is the prettiest gal in town. She cries during Allentown, a precocious socialist, and she's willing to pal around. She's twice as cool as the kids from her high school, and every Wednesday after French club she has to work with stuffed mastodon in the basket on her bicycle. If Noob Chomsky was from the Bronx, he'd have been assassinated promptly. She said he was from the Bronx, he said, you know what I mean, ignoramus. Oh boy, what a pain this is. So the only paid employee, the manager, came for culture, not accountant. And a girl put a flyer up above the water fountain. She carried clandestine, $2 mescaline, and her blue collar mess and plastered with stickers that said food not bombs, sex not prompts, and critical mass. That bastard voice talent snickered. Nice graphics, but that's just half-assed agitprop to piss off a traffic cop. Aw, shucks, can it be I'm too lazy for potlucks? If not, my friends, am I willing to cook for? And we're chilling the anarchist bookstore. Shit. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Yeah! Will Amazon come be around my grandma's gone, mom?
No! No!
Talent the rapper had a rapport with the stripper whore he'd vote for long before he'd vote for Tipper Gore. He re-equipped the store with the new credit card machines that put zines in their places. He said, take back the streets is more like take back four parking spaces at the most, enough to host the Sunday showcases. He was all dressed in tinsel, yo, but he couldn't convince his friends to go. They were like, voice talent, you put on a minstrel show. He said, someone's psychotic, someone took too much semiotics. Furthermore, he thought someone can tizuck my tzotic, but VT was the opposite of TV. He'd never accuse someone of being PC, cause it's so freaking dumb to say the term arose on the Columbus Day quincentenary, when the Republic was honest about the conquest and wouldn't party as they had previously promised. If someone uses a non-offensive vocabulary, then that person is considerate, not PC. If someone has a heavy-handed agenda, that person is narrow-minded, not PC. Unless you mean Providence College, PC is as meaningless as the president's apology for slavery. Maybe PE should be on the radio, and not just in the African-American Norton anthology. Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Will Amazon combi around my grandma's gone, mom?
No! No!
Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Will Amazon combi around my grandma's gone? For you. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?